Hello again. Now as the summer school rolls on, and what a stressful time it's been for many of our A-level and GCSE students. Awful. I can recall the wait for A-level results too many years ago to mention, and it felt as if my life depended on it. Clearly that's not the case, but it illustrates the concept of anxiety and stress-associated symptoms that so many younger, not so younger adults regularly have to deal with. An anxious personality, though, often starts in childhood or early adolescence. It tends to be long-lasting and often flares, depending on what life stresses, sort of drop onto our laps over time. It's natural to be worried, though, about things we can't either avoid or can't do anything about. However, excessive worry and anxiety is a tiring, destructive thing, if severe and persistent enough, as your body reacts as if it's, well, sitting at the traffic lights, engines revving all the time, even though you're sitting quietly. The various nerves and chemical changes anxiety brings with it, well, working as if you're running out of a danger of a threat to your person, but not so much useful if you're just sitting there at a desk at school or college or workplace. What we now term GAD, or Generalized Anxiety Disorder, affects a good proportion of the population, often interspersed with bouts of low mood or depression, of course. Nowadays, although medication is often something some feel maybe we just have to take, there are lots of other therapies out there which don't involve taking a pill. Having medication, for some, can keep things ticking over and should blunt the more severe and distressing physical symptoms that come alongside anxiety. What are the typical thought patterns, then, of somebody who's anxious? We all know these, but do they merit pinning down? Well, some of them do, if only to illustrate just how widespread and common this all is. Thoughts like catastrophizing. Well, your child's a bit late home. Oh, my word, he's had an accident. I know it. He's dead. The car. Wait, I knew it wasn't safe. Things seem always buttered toast, face down, on the floor. Every time. What about black and white thinking? I didn't get the grades. Well, that's it. Life's over. Emotional reasoning. I feel anxious, so it must mean I have a heart problem, or maybe cancer. I knew it. Cancer's always been mentioned in anxious circles, of course. Must and should statements. I must get that bit of something done. If not, it proves how useless I am. Or I should be able to do such and such. If I can't, it just confirms my notion that I'm pretty worthless. What about jumping to conclusions? My friends on social media did not immediately like my post. Oh no, I knew it. They hate me. Overgeneralization. It's raining today. It's bound to rain then for the rest of the holiday. It's ruined. One item, that being generalized to cover all and sundry. Typical generalisation. A negative thought pattern so common in this condition. What about ignoring the pluses? I got good marks. Ah, well, we all did, so nothing special there. Negative labelling, stuck on everything you do. Personalisation. How common is this? Somebody in your workplace or class isn't happy. Clearly it's your fault. You must have done something wrong. Some listeners will see themselves in some of this. Excuse the obvious pun, though, but worry not. It's common. Do not think it's going to shorten your life in the sense that you really can't, honestly, you can't worry or anxious thought yourself into serious illness. Although clearly, persistently living an anxious life may bring with it lifestyle choices that may impact on things. Excessive alcohol usage or smoking, two classic examples. Of well-trodden paths leading to very significant health costs, while being in reality available, legal, acceptable in society, to a point, as ways to quell your nerves. Nowadays, though, it's often talking therapies that will do the trick, or at least some of the trick. Slowly, gently turning around this supertanker of worrying, anxiety and doubt, and holding back, pointing you in a more helpful direction. Tapping onto any NHS website with the word anxiety, literally tap in NHS anxiety, that's a good starting point. Look where it leads you. Can be done, and for some, such relief once embarked upon this particular quest. Till next week, good luck.